Blog Talk Radio.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive, hoping that mankind will stop abusing her sometime.
I'm Bill.
I'm Chad.
I'm James.
We're here tonight. Take her away, boys.
Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Here we are about a little less than 2 hours away from the Imperial Ass Holiness will make his State of the Union speech. And we about know what that's going to be. Spending, more loss of freedom, more loss of liberty,
more
spending.
Lies. And more lies.
He's going to go after immigration. He's going to go after what he won't go after is like passing the Keystone Pipeline to create and take the job. He'll keep attacking our energy. He'll keep pushing climate change. And still
global warming.
I know we're all still waiting to see the list of all those around the globe who are invested in these carbon exchanges and waiting to fill their pockets from a global carbon tax.
When we all know it's a crock of crap.
We got so much. He's going to talk about income inequality. Seems to me the last 5 years has been his. So whatever has happened with income inequality in the last 5 years is on his shoulders.
Well, they were saying that he was going to make an influx of 3.7 million jobs that were at a...
That was over the stimulus bill. It was supposed to be an increase of 3.7 million jobs. Instead, we lost 3.2 million.
And most of them jobs, what was created is part-time jobs.
Well, no. He was giving money to his cronies like a cylinder deal and others. If we really take a deep look, a lot of the money that he has spent has went straight into the pockets of his supporters, whether it was the unions or otherwise, other kinds of supporters, like the new ambassador to where? Norway. Yeah, never been there. Don't know crap about how their politics or anything, but he gave $800 and some million to, or $1,000 to the Obama campaign to get him reelected, so now he's ambassador to Norway.
Yeah, I'm not elected officials. I'm paid officials.
And yes, I'm having trouble getting into the Blog Talk radio chat room. Seems like we've always got some glitch with Blog Talk. You got to wonder, do they do this on purpose? But we are on the radio. People are hearing us, I guess. I can't tell. Lonnie, can you see the chat room?
Yes, sir.
So are there people in there?
Yeah, Linda. Yo, hi. How are you guys? Uncle Ben.
Well, you'll have to run the chat room, too, because right now all I'm getting is connecting, and nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You keep talking.
I have been kind of interested in how Obama plans on taking his ink pen and going around Congress and the American people.
Yeah, I want to know more about that.
He's not a dictator. He speaks about the compromise, and they don't get bipartisan. To Obama, compromise means he gets his way
or else.
That's it.
That's addicted.
That's why we had the government shutdown. Obama was like, well, this happened or else. And him and the Democrats shut the government stuff down.
Well, that was both parties playing ignorance. We get that.
There's definitely people getting placed in positions for reasons.
Yes, and it's been going on all along in his administration.
And armed. Why do some of these people need arms? They want to take our arms away, but they want to give these other groups arms.
FDA. Got Obama with a sweep of his pen, gave 800,000 people amnesty.
And who gave him the power to do that?
Himself.
Yeah, who stood up against him is the thing.
We have
a spine in the GOP.
Well, now we're spending the money to keep people from spying on us spying.
True.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's crazy.
Everything he touches just turns to God.
He definitely doesn't have the Midas touch.
No.
What we see is the, and you got to think that much of this is on purpose, the economic destruction of the United States, the cultural destruction of the United States.
It seems very deliberate.
Let's disarm, the United States while we're arming the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, yeah, that's the only way they can take over.
What?
That makes no sense either. I mean, why arm the terrorist people? What?
Why are we giving the Muslim Brotherhood a dime?
Yeah, when they're...
Why are we giving organizations tied to them a dime? Why haven't we came out and told the truth? Why is it that you can pass a health care bill, but in it you make sure you don't offend the Muslim religion, but at the same time, you go right after the Christian conscience?
Well, why, instead of giving these other countries money, why not put that towards our deficit? Make it start going back the other way. That's what you should do.
I guarantee you, every time we give some other person, some other country, or some
that adds to our deficit,
or some other organization money, that somebody benefits in there that you never know about.
True.
There's somebody in there that gets a payout, a little piece of that payout that you never know about. I like to say that.
Yeah, like this.
Probably, my contractors get kickbacks up to, they said, like 40%. Putin's like, yeah, well, prove it. There's corruption all over the world.
Well, yeah. You get into a position of power or where you've got a lot of wealth involved and stuff, money, monetary value, stuff, and you're going to have that. It breeds it. Corruption. Somebody gets in there, they get greedy, and they want more of the pie, and they want to give it.
There's no longer greater good of man, my people. No more greater good of man. It's greater good of man still, though.
Yes. In their pockets.
Well, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
Yep, the love of it.
We've had people running for offices and stuff, and it's kind of odd when you look at it, that how much of a percentage did Obama give of his income to charity? And not that I'm a Mitt Romney fan, but compare what Obama gave out of his personal pocket to charity to what Mitt Romney gave out of his personal pocket to charity.
Yeah, Obama just takes all these vacations with the taxpayers' money.
I'm sorry. Obama's not giving charity the money that's in his pocket. It's everybody's pockets he dipped in. It isn't his money.
We have that same problem on our local levels in this country when your local politicians get into office for no other reason than they belong to an investment group, and now they can get insider information and have a say on what business can come in and what business can't and what the conditions of that business coming in will be. We Seymour, Indiana is very big. The county commissioners in Jackson County, they're all big in insider investing and stuff. And I guarantee you that's on. You can go to any county, it'll be that way. You go to the state level, it'll be that way. You go to the federal level, it'll be that way.
They're all crooks.
If we had a say on what businesses could come into an area and what the conditions were, and if there was any investments, that those investments were made available to the public instead of being gobbled up by your elected holding office and their cronies, their buddies, well, you know, that there's a big part of the problem. And when Obama comes out here and starts going after the wealthy, well then, show us an example. Take down Warren Buffett. Take down Michael Bloomberg.
Yep.
Take down Bill Gates. Take down George Soros. Go after these people to show us what you mean. But you won't do that.
No, they wanna
what you
want
to do is to go after the people that don't agree with you and take away from them to pad the pockets of those that do agree with you.
Amen.
And that's where what we've got going on in this country. Black unemployment has risen since he's been in office. Yet he would like to convince you that giving amnesty to 11 to 30 million illegals is going to benefit them.
And I want to see how that's going to help us.
What it does is it sets them even further down the ladder as a minority, competing with illegals who will work for less money for jobs and education. You know, we need to learn that you got to take good care of your own before you can take care of everyone else. We're too busy giving money out all over the world on someone's say-so, not ours, not the people's say-so, but some elected officials of say-so, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton. You've got Obama doing
it. And they get a kickback from it.
No, they don't necessarily get a kickback, but what they get is they're trying to buy favoritism. They're trying to buy favors. When you look at Obama and this administration, it's pretty obvious from all the money they gave to the Muslim Brotherhood in different nations, from Egypt to Syria to Libya and other places, all the weaponry they've allowed them to get, whose side they're on, and it ain't ours.
No. Definitely not our side. They want to turn this country into communist.
Well, progressivism. I consider progressivism is like fascism, communism, socialism, and Nazism all combined into one.
For the greater good of economic gain.
Well, that's economic elite gain. Those who think they're the ones that should be controlling the rest of us. It's odd that you have, like, today, and Obama.
Is your poncho on tonight?
But isn't it kind of odd that
time?
Obama's agenda doesn't really benefit anybody but Obama? That he don't have the big support out there for his agenda that they, you know, nobody has declared, hey, you're the dictator, we're going to do everything your way.
Oh, no.
Let's take a look at his life and let's see how things were done. First off, unseal all those records you had sealed so we can know who the hell we're dealing with.
Yep. But they give you run around and everything?
Well,
I can't see nothing. Lie to you?
Give you false documents?
Yeah. False? Yeah.
And then when someone does say something, they end up dead in a plane crash.
I know, as a citizen, supposed citizen, I sure don't feel free. I don't feel a sense of pride in my country no more like when I first enlisted. I felt like, you know, that I was sustaining something great. You know, but yeah, it's just, I don't know what.
Well, you look at how the military's been treated.
Yeah.
He won't close a loophole that allows $4.2 billion to escape out of our money, taxpayers' money, illegally. You won't close that loophole.
No, but you put tail.
But then you will try to cut the pensions of the retired service people.
Well, we need the ones to sacrifice versus the ones that's in the office that never sacrificed. And, you know, they have plenty of opportunities to make sacrifices for this country, and yet they won't because that can't take from their pocket. That's not how it works. They don't take losings. They take gains and profits, you know. Now, greater good of the country comes from them getting money somehow or another. I don't think we wouldn't be rocking it out.
If the country benefited by the money, we wouldn't have a $17-plus trillion debt that's growing.
And we
know that debt is going to be between 22 and 23 trillion without ever spending another dime.
Tonight
he's going to promote spending more money. But if you don't spend another dime, you know it's going to be 22, 23 trillion by the time he leaves office in 2016.
Sooner or later, money will actually be back.
Which means that he will more than have doubled the national debt that all previous presidents combined had by himself.
Yeah, if you tax all the money leaving the United States, so where does it go, you guys? You know that?
That country.
It's like that national debt ain't nothing but a siphoning hose just going right next door to the neighbor's house. You know?
Yeah.
The way I see it.
It's not
Somebody needs a king cat sucker somehow or another.
Well, until that clock stops and spins the other direction, there is no debt reduction.
No.
They can say what they want. They're lying through their teeth. Well, we're not. We was going to spend $10 million, but we're only going to spend $8 million, so that's a $2 million debt reduction. Bullshit. You still spend $8 billion. $8 million. It was not a debt reduction.
No.
It was a debt increase.
Yeah.
But the way they want to word things, you know, they got to play this game. Like,
yeah. And then if we catch it, oh, you took us out of content.
Well, no. How many times have they changed the healthcare law? How many times have they changed the name of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development?
Yeah.
How many times have they changed the name of Global Warming, Climate Control, whatever?
They don't change the bill. They just change the name and try to shove it down our throats.
Well, I'm paying my $190 fine this year, I guess, for being healthy.
I got to say this, you know, kind of crap. Well, as a lot of people in the country feel that way. They're not getting the young people to sign up. They're trying to tell you that 5 million or almost 6 million people lost their health care plan. They've gained 3 million people signing up, and they're trying to tell you that they're on track. Well, they're 4 million behind on where they're supposed to be.
And how do we know that's true figures?
They're 4 million behind on where they're supposed to be. And then you got to add in that 6 million that lost their health care plan. So that makes you 10 million behind where you should have been, at least.
So that means that government figure
is collapsing. It is collapsing upon itself. They know it is. You had a Democrat come out today and say it was happening. There are not enough young people signing up for it like they thought they would.
No, because they figured out it wasn't free.
And kudos to our young, because evidently smarter than the Democrats gave them credit for being.
Because I remember at the whole beginning of this, seeing some Democrat teenagers, and they were thinking, oh, this is all free. We don't have to pay for it. Everybody else, they're going to pay for it. We're just going to sit back and enjoy. Well, then they figure out, oh, wait a minute now. We're going to have to pay this time. Oh, wait, it's going to double? It's going to triple? What the hell? How am I supposed to pay that? And then you figure out that you're not just paying for your insurance. You're paying for everybody else's insurance. And then when you go get help, to use that insurance, find out, well, you can't use that insurance because you don't have none.
Or your deductibles went up 300% like that one.
Yeah, your deductible's now $1,500, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, $1,500 for your pocket.
And
a lot of people, I can't do
it. The kind of climate we have in this country right now economically, that's just pushing people over the limit. I can understand why the young people would give him a finger and said, hey, we ain't signing up. They weren't as dumb as the Democrats thought they would be. So there's hope, because it's upon the backs of this young generation when they wake up to the fact that all this debt that's being piled up is being piled upon their shoulders, and that they're losing freedoms and liberties left and right. They're not even going to know they lost them, because they've been working, taken away from them forever. But when there's a wake-up amongst the youth and they rally, they understand that these people out here fighting in the streets that everybody wants to attack and everything, the Tea Party, talking about
freedom.
The Tea Party is the American people. It's not some rich zealot on the right. It's not some rich zealot from the independents. It is the American people. I know many groups out here, and not a one of them gets a dime from anybody. They self-support themselves by donations and stuff amongst themselves. Our group is one. We don't get any money from anybody to do what we do. This is out of our pocket. And it's something we all pitch together to do. No, we're not wealthy groups, none of us. Those that are, then that might be a different story, but for the most part, the hundreds and hundreds of little Tea Party groups across this nation are all self-supported. And all they are is the American people.
American people are
they're your neighbors. They're your neighbors. They're your grandpas, your grandmas, your aunts, your uncles.
And people what says enough.
Many of them that I get to talk to, when I get to talk to the young people, I love it because I can get them to understand. I'm able to get them to understand where I'm coming from. That I'm not doing any of this stuff that I'm doing for me. I'm in the age of worrying about things. My only worry is, Can I afford to be married? You know, that kind of stuff.
Let's talk about
that. When it comes to the young people, this is their future that's being destroyed. They're the ones that are going to be forced to compete with illegals for jobs and education. They're the ones that are going to have this debt on their back, which means high taxes to pay to try to pay into the debt, but you keep at least a 10% so you can borrow more.
What about the credit card scam?
Let's go to this. You talk about the credit card scam. Every group that's done any investigations into the health care bill says the website is not safe.
Heck no.
Yet, Democrats have come out and lied from the very beginning of it, saying it was safe.
That's just because they want you all the information.
It was safe.
They want to be hacked. They want people's
Do you know what happens? First time there's a big hack and it's found out and stuff, who can you go after?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Pretty good, guys. I hope you can hear me.
Yep, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you, too.
So, yeah, I mean, this is really funny. I was watching Glenn earlier, and when you talked about the State of the Union, well, it should be a short speech. It sucks. You know, good night, folks.
Shouldn't be much of one.
You know,
yeah.
But...
Bye.
Glenn had some cute stuff going on. He had some cotton candy, and he had the circus music and some ponies, and he had the fire eaters. He says, it's a circus, a very expensive circus, and the clapping seals. He says, it's just so, you know, so boring. And, he had a pretty great show. The other came on. There were several good people, but Rep. Steve King actually is joining. I think it's Rand Paul started it. I can't remember. I know Mike Lee's involved. I think Ted Cruz, I'm sure. It's called Stop Obama's Overreach. And it's a resolution. And so everybody who's involved, whether it's a congressperson, senator, citizens, whomever, you can join this as a co-sponsor, as a citizen. So if you go find it, it's I can't remember the exact website, but just say, put in stop the Obama's overreach, and you'll probably get to it. I can't even remember if it was Mike Lee or somebody, but there was a whole bunch of people involved. Mm-hmm. And I think Rep. Steve King is actually, he's serious. I mean, if he'd had more time today, he probably would have said things he, you know, got him in trouble on Glenn's show. Because I think he's one of the few that are on our side. Now, Hannity's going as a guest with Louis Gohmert. And there was another rep who's bringing Doherty's father, and hopefully he'll be close enough up front so that Obama has to look at him from the Benghazi situation. Yeah, it's a circus. I'm going to watch it on the Blaze because if it gets too intense and I can't stand the creep anymore, I'll just go wait till that part's done. Because I don't want to. Huh?
Now we're seeing try to spin the Benghazi thing.
Oh, everybody spins it on the left. But, that whole thing, we're not going to let that go away. There's got to be some retribution against Hildebeest and the rest of them. I'm kind of in agreement with Mike from the hot seat that it was a mafia-style hit, just like Extortion 17 and everything else that this evil group does. They're so blatant. Well,
I look for my state to be dragged into court here soon. You know what we did today, don't you?
No, I didn't see.
Amen.
Our state house passed a bill banning gay marriage.
Good.
57-40.
Good. Did you know what Oklahoma's doing? Out of the marriage business altogether.
Yay!
I think it's about time. They all ought to do it. Of course, the
mm-hmm.
blue states won't. They're too nuts.
Yeah, they ought to must get out of it.
Indiana will recognize a civil union, but they
will
not
recognize
marriage.
Good. Because they're usurping that biblical term, and they shouldn't be allowed to. So everybody has to...
Linda,
you know what? We got to take.
The way they're attacking Christ, they're using the gays to attack Christianity.
Well, that's not the only thing. They're stealing our language, and we take it all back from them. Every time somebody says the word marriage, especially when it has the word gay attached to it, you have to correct them and say, no, that's a civil union. Marriage is between one man and one woman under God, and it's biblical. Don't start with me. That's end of story. I mean, that's what we have to do. And if they don't like it, you know what? They can just go somewhere else, into another room or another state or another universe,
back to
and
closet,
leave us alone.
Back in a closet.
Every one of them owes their very existence to heterosexuals.
Well, that's true. But and you were speaking on Agenda 21. You're right. When the libtards, like I said, they change the language because they have to. They think they're fooling us. Because they really, really do believe that we are stupid. And so we have to prove them wrong. That's why we go to these meetings and say, well, you can call it whatever you want. We know that smart growth and sustainable this and all this nonsense, it's all the same nonsense. And we know where it comes from, and we're not going to put up with it. You just have to, you know, and tomorrow I'm going to try to break that Agenda 21 really, really well on my show because I haven't done it for a while, and I've got some good stuff in there. I've got my chalkboard, I'll just read off of that too. My Glenn Beck giant one is quite visual. Too bad we don't have cameras, but I'll get into that too. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, what he's going to talk about is his – I'm pretty sure he'll probably – some people are predicting that he'll actually call himself a Marxist because, you know, nobody does a damn thing about it. Nobody seems to care, you know. And Glenn told everybody on his show, he says, the people do not believe that Congress gives a rat's behind or that they'll do anything. Nobody trusts anybody. I mean, and you can't blame them. Look at the results in how many years, 5-6 years, this clown almost? It's disgusting.
And I'm scared to leave my front door and go out further for fear of something going wrong with the police. And I know the justice system is going to fail me, so... I mean, that's just, I'm paranoid. I don't feel free. I feel contained.
I feel free when I'm here and when I'm home.
We're
seeing that kind of thing across the nation where people are starting to feel like they're, you know, we don't have no freedom anymore. They want to, like you said, they want to spend $1 billion studying people spying on them spying. The ways they want to spy on us, this new thing called...
Yeah, when somebody tries to say, tell us that they're spying on him, oh, they want to try to murder him.
Yeah, they want to do the surveillance with the blimps and stuff now with the hot-hard cameras.
They want to use...
They say it's for missile defense, so come on.
They want to use smart meters on your water, your electric. They want to put a thing inside your house nest.
And
I know.
Honest, we wouldn't have that problem if they wouldn't let them terrorist people in our country in the first place.
It's worse than that. They're going to eventually put those thousands of drones in the sky. You know what these schmucks are going to do? I was hearing this from my Patriot buddy Ken here in Vista. He said what the whole purpose of this nonsense, which they're lying through their teeth, they want to be able to track every automobile everywhere, every hour of the day, every second of the day, under the auspices and the lie that they're dealing with, that they want to stop drug trafficking. Well, it's time to put an end to this stuff.
That's a lie.
Well, if you want to stop trafficking, finish the damn border fence and put some people down there to keep them from crossing the border.
It's just another lie, Bill. They
go after Big Pharma because there's no bigger pusher of dope in the world than Big Pharma.
Well, not only that. Look at what they do overseas. Why the hell do you think Afghanistan was gotten into? Because the Taliban or whoever it was, they killed the poppy field, so they had to go put them back in. Are you kidding me? This is another encroachment. It's time to start figuring out how to shoot them damn drones out of the sky. I'll tell you right now.
Just off the coast.
Yeah.
Those drones, they have a weakness. Because they're controlled by remote, and that in there makes a weakness. It won't be long before teenagers are cracking that and doing whatever with them.
Good.
A jammer, a DMP, or anything, or a 776.
I know over not far from us, north of here at Atterbury, they're planning on using that as a drone center.
Great. Okay, so you guys keep talking. I'm in and out of here.
That will work real well down here in the hills of southern Indiana and northern Kentucky.
Yeah.
Because I got
target practice.
Yeah, that's just giving the
these old cats. All day there's Slate. Let's shoot them.
That's a funny looking bird.
Shoot it.
I don't know what it is, but shoot it.
Well, down here in these hills, you're liable to run in quite a few things you don't know what they are.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, can't pull up at a stop sign. They got pictures of you. You can't be, you know, it's all about control.
What's that TV series that and the cameras everywhere, and they know when the next crime's going to be and where at? That's what that is. Hey, that's not where we're at right now, people.
No. It's the part of that agenda about total control, the Agenda 21, sustainable development, whatever. And that is, nobody's going to be allowed to travel without prior knowledge and approval. If you're allowed to travel, you'll have to travel by a high-speed rail because nobody will own a private vehicle because they'll use global warming, whatever. They'll use whatever they can to take away our vehicles and our – because that way –
right there's going to be a fight on their hands, too.
Well, it is going to come to a fight.
I mean, it's going to come to that.
I'm sorry to say, but I have to agree with Ron Golden when we talked about that. I don't see a good way out. And that's because they're backing you into a corner where there is no good way out. There's only one way out. And when you back the American people into a corner, you're going to regret it.
Is that any good thing?
You're going to regret it.
Well, if I stay up right now, I hate to see any more woe come my way because there'll be a lot more snappings.
And tonight, Grand Imperial Ass Holiness is going to come out here and tell us what his agenda is. And when you hear it, he might as well come out and speak Agenda 21 because that's exactly what he's pushing. Exactly what he's pushing.
Well, we have to depend on the government for everything.
We
don't need them.
And those who still fight the government, well, they're already trying to push issues and laws to try to take away any rights that you have to say that the government sucks.
They don't tell me I have to keep my heat at 60 degrees now. Because of propane shortage.
Well, why is there propane shortages? We live in an area that's filled with it. Half the people of Bedford are grandfathered in. Their heat is excessive. Their lights are...
Oh, that's went up 6% on me in a month.
Oh, our electric goes up.
Right.
I don't know how much our electric. But see, our RMC down here at Spatafariums, and they're wanting us to help them.
Help
fight that, because they know the American people can't afford that crap.
Well,
there ain't no way.
You're not meant to. It's meant to drive
to
us, to make you go to their energy, which they're invested in, them and their cronies are invested in.
So all their lies that they're trying to help us, it's a bald-faced lie, because all they're doing is trying to cripple us.
I have yet to meet a politician that was actually trying to help people before he was trying to fill his own
help
pocket.
Himself.
Well, I don't know, after tonight's State of the Union, I might have to go on out back and just get on and put out my misery, probably, because I'm already crippled. It can't cripple me much more.
Well, he's gonna propose some things. We've heard it before. The American people be damned. It's his way or no way.
Well, I don't know. There's 200 and some thousand people out of work here in Indiana.
There's 91 million across the country out of work that could be working. They want we need skilled labor. Teach the labor you got. Like I said, I've worked at many places. My job was a corporate troubleshooter, and I went around to many places, and I have yet to go any factory, to any place that, as you moved up and stuff, they taught you their way, not the way some other idiot taught you out there, but their way.
And then the idiots, what, think they need $15 an hour to flip a burger? Come on. Get off the dream sickles or something. There's just no way. The top executives at Cummins don't even make them think sometimes that. Sometimes they do. But well, they've been there for quite a while. I mean, they got the skills and
they have the education. They have the skills. They have
what kind of skills and education do you need to take a spatula and flip a hamburger?
You don't understand what that's about. It does you no good to increase the minimum wage. All that you're either going to put people out of work, or you're going to create higher prices on the product,
on food.
Now,
everything.
I don't see me going anywhere and paying more than, you know, paying those $4 or $5 for a hamburger.
No.
It just ain't going to happen. Eat your French fries.
For a double quarter pounder at $6.99 or something like that.
I rarely eat Mexican. It's my way of protesting. These illegals are coming to this country, and all of a sudden every restaurant wants to cater to them by kicking Mexican food. Screw you. I'm eating taters and beef and carrots. I'm American.
American made. We're seeing kind of odd because on the news they're talking about how the millennials are turning against Obama.
Well, that's what I say. I'm giving a big kudos to the millennials because they were nowhere near as dumb as the Democrats thought they were.
No, they actually
opened their eyes and said, wait a minute, I'm the one that's got to foot the health care bill. Wait a minute, I'm the one who's having all these $1 trillion of debt from Obama put on
wait
my
a
shoulders.
Minute, everything comes out of your mouth.
I'm the one who's losing rights. And now we're trying to unionize college athletics. Biggest mistake out there. One thing, when you start letting colleges pay athletes, then you're going to have a handful of colleges that's going to be passing the title back and forth because no other colleges will have the money to buy athletes.
What about the turbines in the Army?
Well,
I mean, here they want to take away the Christianity and stuff like that, but it's okay for other
for Muslims.
For Muslims. Wear their turbans and stuff like that. Well, why is the Muslims in the army anyway? I mean, come on.
Well, we've seen how
you're just asking
we have
for
seen how that worked.
Yeah, we just
now.
I
will say there are Muslims who try to be peaceful and everything else, but the majority of these nations out here that Obama chooses to deal with are not that way.
No, they're
terrorists. If you look, Obama supports the groups that are killing Christians all over the world.
Amen.
He supports them. The only world leader you've come out and heard they say anything about going after those people killing the Christians is Putin.
And kudos to him, and I raise my hat to him.
On that issue. We have an elitist class that's trying to set itself up as totally dominant. And that's why you're not going to see you see people, establishment GOP like Mitch McConnell, McCain, which he just got censored by the Arizona Republican Party, and that was an awesome thing. And I wish that would happen across this nation to a lot of other rhinos, Lindsey Graham, just the list goes on and on. I'm not impressed with John Boehner. He's in the same boat, spineless. And we've got such idiots in our election.
Yeah.
These people make comments and you're still wondering, who the hell was stupid enough to vote to elect them? Now, I don't want to pick on an area, but whoever elected Nancy Pelosi
has to be
the dumbest group of people in the country. The mother of immorality, that's Nancy Pelosi. She will lie, whatever. She's good at passing laws that don't affect her. She was right in there all stopping the water flowing through California, but it kept going to her vineyard.
Oh, yeah.
She's out there screaming minimum wage. She's the one who owns the only business, only congressman who owns a business that doesn't pay minimum wage, that's exempt from paying minimum wage. Isn't that odd? She has a company in America, Samoa. She does not pay minimum wage. She got an exemption from the deal whenever they were pushing it the last time.
Well, Bridgepoint Goodwill does pay minimum wage for a lot of their employees.
Yeah. How do we get around that? I quit giving to the Goodwill when I realized I was giving them stuff, expecting it to be given out Then I go in there, and the shirt I gave them is up for sale at a Walmart price. And I said, the hell with that. I started giving this stuff to churches and stuff that actually give it to people instead of sell it to people. Because I figured that was a better way of getting stuff to the needy.
Yeah. If they're needy, they don't have the money to pay for that.
Or they shouldn't have to pay a Walmart price for secondhand stuff.
No.
We have so many organizations out there that are set up to just scam the people. When there's a natural disaster somewhere, we send all this money through these organizations.
Somebody's there to scam it.
Very little of that money ever reaches the people there.
And that's a shame.
Because it's caught up in red tape and bureaucracy and paying all the people in between before it ever got there. I was very disappointed during Hurricane Katrina when we were giving stuff to the Red Cross and stuff and found out that they were lining their own shelves and stuff before they sent anything down there to those people. When all the donations they were getting were being donated for those people.
Money. Everybody wants the money.
Everybody wants the money. Nobody wants to work for it. Everybody wants this and that to be, there thinks that they're being taught that they're entitled to it. The only thing you're entitled to is opportunity. There's a path there. If you want something and you're willing to work to get it, there's nothing that should be stopping you. The only thing that holds people back is the people.
Yeah.
They don't put out an effort to go after things because they're expecting it to be handed to them.
I learned at a young age that nothing is free. You've got to earn what you get.
We have.
Even if you walk down the road,
We have someone coming out here talking income inequality who is one of the biggest pushers for income inequality.
I'm back.
You look at it.
Hello, Linda.
You look at how much money Obama was worth when he first came, when he was just a senator. And then you look at the wealth he has now. I mean, you look at the lavish lifestyle that we, the taxpayers, are paying.
Yeah, you look at how
the vacation, the dinners, and other things. They're never going to tell us how much it cost us for Michelle's birthday party.
Oh, no.
But we paid for it.
Just like every time they get on that jet to go to this country or go play golf or go to this resort, we're the one that's paying for it.
Exactly.
All that luxury stuff they go out and buy, we're the one that pays for it.
But here's the thing. He will continue to lead his lavish lifestyle because he's a big investor in carbon exchange.
And nobody has the balls enough to stop him.
And nobody's come out and gave us you can't find a list of all the people. You can't find the list of the people that are invested in the carbon exchanges. Because if you could, that's going to tell one hell of a story. But I guarantee you, there's no media out there ever going to tell us who they are.
No.
We wouldn't know about the Chicago Carbon Exchange, except things blew up with Offshore Bank and all that, Shoreline Bank and all that. It all blew up, and then we got to see the name, but then they closed down with Chicago Carbon Exchange. All that was moving everything offshore so that no one would be noticing.
Yeah.
But if you had looked at it, you would have seen Barack Obama in there. You would have seen Valerie Jarrett's name in there, Richard Lugar's name in there, and many, many other elected from both sides of the aisle in there.
And then when you questioned it, they'll lie about it every single time. You'll catch them into something, and they'll lie their way out of it.
A politician is very good at lying their way out of stuff and misdirecting. Dodging the answering questions and this and that.
Yeah, very good.
I'm still to the point that we need to come up with some kind of truth system or
lie detector
where they stand up there and if they lie, a light lights up.
Light lights up, but I also think they need a little bit of electric shock too.
I'm for skipping the electric shock, and I'm for taking these people when you catch them in things out and putting them in the old fashioned socks. Providing the people with rotting vegetation so they can throw it at them.
Or go this route. Okay, you get caught in five lies, you're out of there.
Well, that's when you talk about the...
That's about four too many lies.
Yeah, they all be gone.
Yeah.
You know, income inequality and the lavish vacations, you know, these people are, they really are taking enough rope to hang themselves because of their out of touch with reality stuff like Obama. That's why his approval rating right now is 37%. I'd like to see it drop another 10 points, but, you know, I mean, that's as bad as it gets unless you're not Nixon, to quote Glenn today, but it's true. And when you talk about income inequality, that's kind of a buzzword in the socialist or the Marxist arena, because you need to talk about income mobility. People move in and out of income. People move from being at McDonald's to going to get whatever they need to do to another job, to improve their skills, to be able to tell an employer, hey, I'm worth more now. So, you know, and then he and that person can determine what they're going to make, not the stupid government, not someone like Piglosi or anybody else. That's the true free market, but, you know, forget that. So,
well,
they
want a market they control and that they profit off of.
Well, yeah, because it's actually called cronyism, and now there's, on Glenn's show a couple days ago, he had this guy, in fact, I think it was yesterday, it was really cute. I'll try to, if you guys can ever get into the Blaze and see yesterday's deal with the guy talking about the cartoon characters, they were like action figures. You know, kind of like that one was a girl, kind of like Catwoman, only they had different names, and he spelled it with a K, and they were called the cronies. And he said they're connected with a K. You know, it's hysterical. It was actually brilliant, and I'm hoping he gets to do more of it because it's complete satire on what's going on with this fascism and cronyism. So.
Keep it going. They just keep
repeating. I mean, they go from one thing to the next, and everything they go to is somehow they want control over this or control over that. And they're overreaching their boundaries. And
right.
We don't have anyone standing up stopping them from doing it.
No, they don't. Very few. And God knows why the wheels of justice have to be so slow under these circumstances is beyond my comprehension. I think that that's why Congress's approval rating is like, what, 9% or 6%. I mean, it's just, that's outlandish.
Oh,
and
I know it's
and they've done it to themselves. They literally have done it to themselves. So,
of course.
And there's a big push for amnesty. I didn't make calls, but I sent stuff from Numbers USA in the last 2 days, and I did one to ISA and the other schmucks, my two Democrat senators, which would be, you know, good old Boxer and Frankenstein. And I told them, I said, you guys don't get it. We see through the RD paradigm. We don't believe your nonsense anymore. We know what you're doing. You know, we don't buy it, and we're done with you. We're done. So, I let them have it in more ways than one. So, told them we don't want this nonsense. This amnesty is evil, and we're done. We don't want the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal either. That's even 10,000 times worse. That thing goes through, you can just kiss all your amendments goodbye that you liked.
Well, and it's a big part of the agenda, Linda. We both
yes.
know that.
I know.
And right along with that, you've seen the EPA go out to Wyoming and try to declare, well, they're taking all this land away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You know what?
Where does the EPA get that power?
Because people don't stand. They don't have enough oath-keeping sheriffs to kick them out of there and arrest them. That's how. That's exactly how. Nobody has the you-know-what to stand up to it and stop it. They just don't.
Not finish the fence. They've got the money.
Or yeah,
is that money lost too?
All it's going to take is real people with real cojones to, and they have the jurisdiction because sheriffs are elected people. They are the ones who are closest. They're not some bureaucrat like the EPA. They
well,
have to.
if you can't send them right back across the border, I mean,
look, they have no jurisdiction. The feds, any of these bureaucratic clowns or any federal agency or quote authority, they have no jurisdiction in that area where that sheriff is in that county. They don't. He can arrest them if they break his deal. Huh?
Oh. Well, you know, but they're in. Linda, we had a sheriff here in Jackson County, and he came in. We have a history. Our sheriff gets elected. They always serve two terms, it seems. It's always been that way. He's the first sheriff that didn't get to serve one term. And the reason he didn't get to serve but one term was because while he was sheriff, he went after illegals and was arresting them and having them set up to be deported. They quickly, the establishment of the county, quickly got him out of office.
Yeah, it's too bad because his constituents should have fought for him. But, you know, here's the thing. People are unaware. That's why what you guys do with iFire and what you guys do with anything else on Agenda 21, and you get out and you start telling people and educating people, we've got to do it more and more and more because it's the only way to rally the troops. You've got to stand for these people. And I'm telling you, there's even talk now of trying to get Ron Paul back on the ticket for 2016. So,
yeah,
people are fed up.
We really have somebody out there fighting for the people. We have two sides fighting to see who's going to control the people.
I know.
They're in it together, but nobody to help the people.
Well, there's only a couple, and their hands are tied. Look, all these guys were saying today, the good guys, they were telling Glenn, the reason we can't do anything is because Harry Reid is the biggest obstacle. I mean, don't even count Mitch McConnell or the other clowns, because Mitch McConnell's a traitor as far as I'm concerned. Harry Reid is like a warlord standing there. He blocks everything. He's more evil than Nancy Pelosi ever was.
Well, you're dead right there. Harry has blocked many bills that would have helped the American people, would have helped
right.
the economy, and Harry has blocked them. We know
yep,
that
he does it every time. He's evil.
Yep, yep. And then he'll come out there and say, well, the Republicans ain't offering nothing.
Bull. Yeah, because they have to lie. They have to. They're covering their backsides. It's CYA time for these clowns.
Harry's one of the most corrupt sons of bitches that sits in our capital.
Yes. Yeah, he's that guy stinks to high heavens. He's rotten to the core, let me tell you. That one. Oh, God, I hate him. Yeah. And those are the people that Obama-roid needs around him because that's the way it gets done. And now he's going to say tonight that he's going to go around Congress. Well, you know, some of the guys that are on our team, like Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, they're going to hear that one too many times, and they're just going to explode. I'm not kidding. They are. I just give them time.
You know,
I hope they do.
We need more of that. We need more people out there standing up and speaking out. Be real. The American people, I truthfully believe that the American public is nowhere as dumb as our elected like they think we are. And I truly believe if any American sat down and started realizing everything that was going on, checking into stuff, doing the background checks, and seeing what Agenda 21 was, how they were implementing it with ICLEI and all these other organizations,
mm-hmm.
and their county comprehensive plans and stuff, and they looked into who they're elected and what they were invested in, when they got the investment, and what position they held when they got that investment.
Sure.
Or what investment group did they belong to? How many other elected people belong to that investment group? Then we would start seeing some changes, because the people would be realizing then that we have been built out of trillions of dollars by our own
mm-hmm.
electing.
Oh, sure.
Where's your national debt?
There's a guy going up against McConnell, and I think it's Matt Blevin or something like that. I can't remember his last name, but it starts with a B, and he's awesome. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to oust McConnell. I'm praying for it. I mean, we got to get these rhinos as well as the rest of them.
you got Democrats contributing to McConnell to go against that guy.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all, because you know it is two different piles of the same stuff. So.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I was waiting to jump in here. Bing.
As our country keeps dropping further into debt, and we keep losing more of our freedoms and our liberties, as our government continues to take over, and as our government continues to deepen their spying abilities on the citizenry, you know, we're right at the edge of 1984.
Oh, let's raise their minimum wage before anybody else's, yeah.
Yeah, let's raise the minimum. Obama's going to use his pen and raise the minimum wage. Let's pay that out of his pocket.
You guys were talking about amnesty earlier?
Right.
Immigrants. And, you know, one thing I was trying to figure out is you got John Boehner over here, which amnesty is, in my opinion, is pretty much dead. It's on life support. But John Boehner is out there parading on the House floor, on the Senate floor, that he's out there with the paddles and the gel, and he's like yelling, "Stand back, you know, charge, whatever it is, you know." And then he's trying to shock this amnesty bill back into life.
Sure.
And I'm going, you know, what is wrong with these Republicans? What is wrong with them? They keep getting it wrong. They keep doing things that they. Well,
let me give you a story on that one. I've been fighting illegal immigration since 2006. I was the head of Choice here in Indiana. It was a coalition of Hoosiers for the Order of Immigration Control and Enforcement. And the truth is, in the GOP, many of them are invested in businesses or housing that cater to illegals. And as such, they're making a profit off of them. So that's why you're seeing people like Boehner jump out there and do this. On the other side of the Democrats, they see it as a voter base because a large percentage of Hispanics will vote Democrat. So that's what they see out of it. So both sides are working against people on it. The truth is, for the 11 million that they claim that are here, in a 10-year period, it's going to cost the American taxpayer $6.3 trillion. Well, that's just for that 11 million that they claim are here. But if that number, like Alipac and many others suggest, is closer to like 33 million, then you're looking at an $18.9 trillion increase in our debt in a 10-year period. That's on top of the 17 trillion whatever is there now. That, my friend, that's the final nail in the destruction of the American economy.
Well, that number is way low in my estimation, because I think it's like more along the line, like you said, it's more along the line about 30 million, and it's going to exponentiate because everybody's going to bring in their cousins, their family, everything else, so you're going to get 50,
yes.
60, 70,
uh-huh.
And it's just going to keep going up. And the thing that I keep reiterating is that, look, if you we can't – everybody, the Republicans and Democrats, want to sit there and go, well, look, you know, let's just give them legal status. No, I'm so – if you give them legal status, what you are doing is you are giving them amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it leads to, because it's the same thing – look, amnesty is nothing more but forgiving somebody of their illegal status, of their illegal activities. It's the same thing you did with Dodgers during the 80s when Carter did the amnesty to them back then. Granted, it's not totally the same, but we because the next step in the evolution here would be to give these people not just legal status, but actually give them voting status. And that's what
sure.
the Democrats want. The Democrats also want is somebody to clean their house. Remember Hillary Clinton saying something? I can't find it anywhere, but she said something about, well, we need people to clean. Who's going to clean our houses? Who's going to, you know, work in our yards, cut our grass, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what the Democrats are about, too. They're not just about the voting block. And the Republicans still think they think that they're losing the Hispanic vote. They're losing the Hispanic vote because of themselves. Not because of anybody else. Look, you got Ted Cruz out there. I mean, this guy, his father came from Cuba, was in jail. Ted Cruz actually you know, went to school. I think he graduated cum laude from Harvard, graduated, you know, cum laude from, I can't remember the other college he went to. But, you know, this guy now, he's a senator. Who would you, why don't we get Ted Cruz out there during the off sessions and just have him visit these Hispanic communities? This guy is the greatest promoter of what's
right.
all, what's right with immigration, you know. It boggles my mind every day. Last week I had just a rough Sunday, man, on my show. It was like I feel like constantly I'm hemorrhaging out of every orifice of my body. And it's like I just they put a gun to my head and get it over with, you know, because I can't, I don't have that much blood anymore, you know. And and I keep waking up to these idiots and these fools that want to keep portraying themselves as being, well, they are the elite. They want to say they're the elitist of society. They know better for us what we should do as a people. And the problem is that you got people like John McCain, another rhino, and so on. We got Senator Mara Alexander up here in Tennessee that we're going to dearly get rid of this year. I'm telling you, I'm going to do everything in my power. I know there's people right here on this board that are helping me out. We're going to do everything in our power to get rid of this fool. Okay, that's what he is. He's a fool. He's a rhino. He's a backstabber. He's everything that encompasses the GOP party to the point where a lot of us are thinking, not this year, but next year. I think we're seriously looking if we could find somebody in a different party, constitutional party, whatever, that has the guts, the stamina to take on these people. And is a good order and has his facts straight and all that kind of stuff. That is what I'm looking for, because I would much rather vote for a Democrat, because you know why? At least I know where they stand. They're in front of me holding a gun trying to take my money and my country. The Republican Party, the RNC, is standing behind me with a knife in my back, taking my wallet.
Well, yeah, because I think that many of the people in the Republican Party, the ones you're speaking of, have been usurped by the progressives as well. As far as I can see with the Democrats, I would say that 9/10 of them are so far radical left that they're probably named in David Horowitz's book.
Amen.
That's where I see it.
Well, I call myself a true independent. I vote for who I feel is going to do the best job for the American people, regardless of party. And I'll be honest, I haven't voted Democrat. I don't, because I haven't found one that I thought was doing the honesty for the people. But I don't support all these Republicans either.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. All these Republicans ain't great either.
Yeah, I see them for what they are, and they're just, like I'm the one that coined that saying, Linda. It's the same crap, just a different pile.
Well, we need people in there for the people.
We've got a tiny, tiny handful of the original Tea Party guys and people who have actually, you know, come out and said the good things, like Cruz and Mike Lee and maybe Rand Paul and Louis Gohmert and Steve King and a couple others. I know that people who have voted against NDAA right down the line would be Paul Brown from Georgia and Justin Amash from Michigan, or I think that's where he's from. But there are a few decent people out there. They are hard to find, and you've got to distinguish real soon who's on what side. And you can tell, I mean, when they're look at the way they vote on things. I mean, there's flip-floppers like John Cornyn out of Texas. All, you know, you got to watch them. You got to watch them like a hawk, because they will flip-flop. They will screw you. They will turn progressive overnight. I'm done with most of them.
Yeah, they'll say one thing, and then I said they'll say one thing and then do something totally different.
Right, exactly. It's mind-boggling.
And another thing that I like to promote, and, you know, I've been involved in a lot of different campaigns, mostly in Tennessee, but I'm also involved in some other campaigns around the country. But what happens in one state influences so many other states.
Right.
And what this race is important in Tennessee to me, the Senate race here, and there's other races, too, in Tennessee that are important to me. But this race is important because we are bordered by 8 states, okay? We're trying to get our act together. We're actually one of the few states that have a balanced budget. We, you know, We try to promote business to come into our state. We vote red. We've got Memphis and Nashville that vote blue. Okay, that's just because they're a major metropolitan area, you know, and that's just the way they are. But what happens in one state it affects others. And excuse my ADD, and actually I'm freezing because I'm in a room here and it's not heated right now. But actually, what I'm trying to say here is that, look, you might not have a dog in the race this year in a particular state. So support somebody else in another state, you know, that
right.
We have to get together. Because if we're not together, we're going to lose this, people. This is the year. I don't think that if we cannot win back the House this year, I think we are dead ducks.
And the Senate. Hopefully the Senate.
If we can't get both and then get the presidency.
I know.
We're dead ducks. This race is important because it's a catapult. It's infectious, I think.
Yes.
And I can't believe people have not woke up yet. That's the whole thing that mind boggles me. People are not still awake. By the way, how is that global warming doing with you all? Because right now it's like 14 freaking degrees.
I'm a little bit above you here. I'm in southern Indiana. And I understand exactly what you're saying about Tennessee. Indiana is surrounded by states, and we're the only state in the whole, you know, go around us. There's a whole circle of liberal progressive kind of states, and then there's Indiana. Yet we're the only state in that area that has a surplus.
And that global warming, it's killing people. It's supposed to snow in Florida.
What was your name from Tennessee? Is that Bing?
Yeah, there's Bing from Tennessee.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Anyway, I'm in California, which, oh, God, you know, it's horrible. So I've been on the bandwagon of teaching myself about Agenda 21 and this climate change nonsense for about 5 years. My show tomorrow, which is called Right from the Left Coast at 7 p.m. Eastern, is going to cover probably 3/4 of my show will be about Agenda 21, and I will try to lay that out for you and other things from the IPCC and Al Gore's mouth and the rest of these coneheads. So,
great. Yeah, I tell you what, Allie, Linda, if you could email me. Actually, it's just you can get me at Bing at Traditional American Movement, Bing at conservativenationmedia.com, or you can just go to that webpage, check contacts. I'm in the back. Email me something, just a little thing, test or whatever. I don't care, a link to the show. And then that way I can get you in my database out here. But on our rally that we're having, here in Tennessee, it'll be April 25th through the 27th, which, you know, I posted a link in the chat here.
Right.
We're going to be doing – we've got people speaking about Common Core and all that kind of stuff, too. And
fabulous. You know what? You're so close to my buddy Bill, who's hosting the show today, and we're doing a Southern Indiana in July, a big rally for a week at a Camp Delaney. It's going to be awesome. So I wish I could afford to go to both, but I can't. So.
And you're more than welcome to come.
Delaney Creek Park in Scottsburg, Indiana.
Like I said earlier, man, I'm going to try to do something here where we can get a link to all these shows because I've been trying to get more, you know, more of these shows on BTR and so on. And, you know, we can cross-promote our shows, that kind of stuff. And I think that helps the movement because I think there's more people that I've been seeing that are following these shows because they know they can't get the information that they're getting on the mainstream media and even on the cable networks, even on Fox News and that.
Exactly. So, Bing, what we'll do is I've already got your website up there, so I'll just go and try to find you. But if you need to kind of look at our shows, look at patriotfamilies.com. That's with a Y-S, patriotfamilies.com, and that's our radio network. But I'll get an email to you. That way, whenever the show comes up, I can email you the link.
Yeah, that would work because I kind of like I don't know. My brain works like 90 miles a minute or maybe more. I don't know. So I'd like to have all these things in email or something.
Okay.
You can
got it.
On Facebook. Just look for Bing Fisher or whatever, F-I-S-C-H-R. And then, you know, we'll hook up and do we'll try to cross promote that kind of thing. I love doing that.
So if I go to that website you gave me, that's where I can find your email?
Yeah, it'll be in the contact section, and
okay.
Those are the organizers in the back.
Perfect. All righty. I'm going to go back in the chat. You guys, great show, awesome stuff. Talk to you.
There's a guy that works at Delaney, and the last couple of years he's talked to us. He makes videos.
Okay.
And I think we're going to try to do a little documentary from Delaney.
Awesome.
So,
perfect.
So any of these people that show up, leaders of groups or talk hosts and stuff, any of them show up, we're going to give them a little time, too. We get them on the video, too. We'll push this out there, and hopefully we can draw in more people listening.
There you go.
Whatever.
Awesome,
everyone.
Guys. I'm going back to the chat.
Everyone.
Great show.
Everyone.
Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks for calling in, Linda. You know, I really hope that God blesses you, that watches over you, keeps you and your family safe as we continue on trying to change the direction of our nation and turn it around and bring back morality and bring back freedom and liberty and regain control away from our government back to the people. I'm Bill, and I say good night.
I'm Chad, and good night, and God bless.
I'm James, and just keep the faith, people.
Lolly, take us out, cuz.
I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. White and blue. They ain't country ain't it supposed to be like that. No, that ain't my America. That ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. Yeah, mad as hell, and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue. They ain't us, and that ain't.
Good then.